And here he is. You're sitting in his chair,
no,
man.
Okay. I thought we were introducing him.
We can switch.
He's the entertainment editor of the River Cities Reader. And he joins us here on Fridays to share his views on the world of cinema. Check it out at rcreader.com. And, of course, in the paper every other week. And, of course, here on the Dave and Darren Show. He's Mike Schultz. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
It's good to be here, guys. How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Good. I really didn't mean to take your seat. You're more than happy to sit here.
I thought we hadn't properly introduced him yet.
Well, because Mike's running a little late.
I am a little late.
He usually gets here earlier.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But this is the time the segment starts.
Yeah, it was all those damn red lights on second again.
What are you going to do? What can you do?
That's right.
He's Mike Schultz, and we'll talk about the movies that he saw. Were there three movies you went to?
I saw three movies last week, yeah. I did the triple feature on Friday.
You did all three of them?
I did all three.
Knocked them all out?
Right in a row.
Which one?
Really?
Yeah.
Which one should we start with?
Let's just start with The Hangover, please.
Yeah.
Because it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really?
It's so funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm mad that I didn't get to see it with a big crowded audience.
Uh-huh.
I saw it first, and with maybe 25 other people. We were roaring, but I still wanted to be there for a good couple hundred, just kind of going nuts at this thing.
Huh?
Fantastically funny. I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I'd say I laughed 150 times.
Yeah.
No way.
The average 2 per minute. For about 90 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was one of the funniest things you've seen in a long time.
The one knock
it's
I've heard
really
on
smart.
This movie
yeah.
is that the trailer kind of gives away some of the funniest bits.
Sure, but there was no way around that because there's funny bits every 30 seconds.
Really?
There was no way to do it unless you were just going to say, it's called The Hangover, it has these guys, just go. It's funny and surprising throughout, and it's really smart. It's really well written, and surprising to the very end. Yeah. The end credits are probably the funniest thing in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. They kind of they replay the bachelor party through Polaroids. So you get to actually see all the stuff you didn't get to see in the movie. Do not leave before the end credits come. It's shocking. It's shocking how nasty.
So this is something that's going to end up
a great flick.
So this is something that's going to end up being quoted for years.
Oh, this will be quoted forever.
And this will be something that ends up in everyone's DVD collection.
This is going to be one of those Caddyshack stripes kind of comedies in 20 years.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's that good.
Well, if you go back and watch Caddyshack and Stripes, I mean, only about half of it is funny anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but this one's pretty great all the way through. Even Mike Tyson is really smart and funny. Heather Graham's great. Yeah, everybody's good in it. I loved every second of this movie.
Cool.
Who would have thunk, huh?
That's The Hangover. That's one of the highest endorsements we've ever heard him give. One of my favorites
of the year. Easy. It's really, really good.
Okay.
Everything else was crap.
Land of the Lost?
Land of the Lost is hideous.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, it's bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've probably read a little bit about the bad box office, I would imagine.
Maybe. Yeah,
it didn't do that great.
Everyone was shocked that The Hangover was number one and Land of the Lost wasn't, but it was real bad.
I think it's because word of mouth, really, for both those movies, I think the people who saw The Hangover on Friday told all their friends, really go see this, and if they saw Land of the Lost, they said, stay away. It's staggeringly unfunny.
Really?
Yeah. It's Will Ferrell doing exactly what Will Ferrell always does, which is fine, you know, I guess. But then you also have Danny McBride in the movie, who is Will Ferrell. I mean, they're both kind of this chubby, loutish, kind of egotistical but stupid about it characters. So they kind of cancel each other out for 90 minutes. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, Will and his doppelganger.
Stay away from that.
It's terrible. The effects are... I guess what I don't get is it looks really expensive, but it looks like they spent all this money on tacky crap. And you're like, well, why on earth are we... What's the point of $150 million to make things look intentionally crummy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. That just seems kind of perverse to me. So
I don't know. Was the other one you saw? I forget.
My Life in Ruins with Nia Vardalos as the big not so fat tour guide.
And
wow, it's like a 70s sitcom. It's like one of those. It's like a Love Boat, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's like a really long Love Boat where everybody's got their one character trait and then they kind of repeat that forever. And, you know, you've got the Spaniards who just, you know, want to get laid. And then you've got the Brits who are all very prissy. And then you've got the Americans who are just clueless. And they just replay these stereotypes for 95 minutes. And the movie is so sincere about thinking that they're funny that it almost wins you over by the end. You're like, wow, if you're this dumb... All right, fine.
Isn't Richard Dreyfuss in this movie?
Yeah, he plays the lovable Jewish mensch who shows up and kind of dispenses sage wisdom to Nia and company. And, you know, everything about it makes you want to puke. And at the end, you're like, well, it, for the people who are going to like this sort of thing,
well, I won't be
the sort of thing they'll like.
I won't be seeing this movie in this life or any other.
No, don't. No, don't. Save yourself. Okay. She's actually got another coming out in like 2 weeks. Did you know that? It's called I Hate Valentine's Day, another romantic comedy with John Corbett. Reuniting her with her Greek wedding co-star.
Why wouldn't you put that out around Valentine's Day?
Yeah. And why would you put it 2 weeks after a Nia Vardalos romantic comedy? I guess if people were that crazy about seeing it the first time. I don't know, man.
Okay.
It was nuts. But yeah, those two sucked.
The Hangover, absolutely.
Wow. I'd go see it again in a heartbeat.
You probably will, it sounds like.
I kind of might have to.
Wow, all right.
Yeah,
well,
we've
got two movies opening up in Quad City Theaters that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
One of them is an Eddie Murphy kids movie.
I know. I know.
Imagine that Eddie Murphy is a troubled financial executive who finds the solution to all his problems in his daughter's imaginary world.
So he's the only one who can hear things again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's as like opposed to with animals this time or daycare or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Why aren't we
just remaking the Flintstones? Because they're all the great Gazoo, right? I mean, all of his plots are like, there's this little space creature that only Fred can see.
I'm not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe, dum-dum.
Listen, dum-dum. Don't tell your wives about me.
This is our secret. Betty and Wilma can't know, dum-dums. Mm.
Here is a clip from Imagine That.
Come on, Daddy. This way, the forest.
Duck. Going in the cave. Well, it's a big, beautiful cave we're in, huh?
No, it's tiny. Can't you see?
Okay, my eyes are just adjusting still. That's fine.
Jump, Daddy, jump!
Jump? Why am I
jumping?
Jump
till you get it.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. Huh. Now you're out.
Okay, well, what was I in?
France.
Well, I was in France.
Now we're on the beach.
Okay, we're on the beach now. All right, great. Is it a nice beach here?
Uh-huh. Only because mermaids give us popcorn balls.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you for the popcorn balls!
Oh, Mike.
We say this every year.
Oh, Mike.
Every year. What happened? What happened to Eddie?
Eddie wants another check.
I was reading about David Carradine.
Has he been in the news?
He has. David Carradine, right?
Yes.
Is that the one that they found?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, you got it right.
I don't want to... Which one was The Revenge of the Nerds? Is that Robert Carradine?
Robert Carradine.
Robert, and then there's Keith.
Anyway, I was reading about him, and a couple of weeks before he died, he was at this movie thing. They were talking about one of the movies he made, and he was just drunk and I guess just made an ass of himself. And it was a love fest between him and Ronnie Cox. And I thought, Ronnie Cox is still alive.
Wow.
I could have sworn he died years ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen him for a long time.
Turns out he's still alive. And as I'm doing my searches and all this, to really, because it bothered me. 3 o'clock in the morning, Ronnie Cox isn't still alive. No, he is. Ronnie Cox, not only is he still alive, but he will be playing a role in, wait for it, Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Oh, no.
Which will be coming out next summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it probably won't be rated G, which is maybe. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will.
How many bombs does Eddie Murphy have to drop before
what
they just
happened?
Say, we're not giving you any more movies?
We've talked about this before, too.
Yeah, but the thing is, these kid kind of movies have made money, haven't they?
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, like, even Daddy Daycare, I think, did a good $100 million.
Right.
Yeah, and the Doolittles were crazy. I still think that celebrities need to be voted out of office the way politicians are. I think every 4 years, we should, as a community, be allowed to vote and say, we don't want to see you for 4 more years.
Please
go away.
Well,
isn't that what people are doing by not going to the movies?
Yeah, good point. Will Ferrell might be on his way out, to be honest. Yeah.
Also opening today, it's another remake, The Taking of Pelham 123. Have you guys, anyone here seen the original?
No.
I don't think I did.
Real good.
Yeah?
Walter Matthau is real good in that.
Yeah? Nope, never seen that. Hmm.
Denzel Washington is a civil servant who must outwit John Travolta, a criminal mastermind who hijacks...
It shouldn't be too hard.
It's so weird. It's like it's like a train where it's on the ground. It's so weird. Don't mess with my hair. Denzel Washington is a civil servant who must outwit John Travolta, a criminal mastermind who hijacks a subway train. Wouldn't you know it, I've got a clip from the taking of Pelham 123.
Pelham 123 to Rail Control Center, do you read me?
Yes, I read you, Pelham 123. This is Control Center. Who is this? It's me, man. I didn't want to call till everything was ready.
I understand, Pelham 123. Who the hell is this?
This is the man who's going to rock the city. This is the man who's going to give the city a run for the money.
Yeah.
Accidentally hijacks a subway sandwich shop.
Well, he looks like he has. God bless.
Yeah. Denzel Washington, too, looks older in this. Mm-hmm. This is the first movie I've seen in which he looks like his age, which is strange. I'm a little dreading this one, I gotta admit, just because it's Tony Scott, who I can't stand.
I got your sandwich artists.
I told you extra lettuce, and you mess it up. Why you gotta mess it up? It's so weird.
What, You know what John Travolta was good in? Bolt.
Bolt he was good in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get to see Bolt?
I finally got to watch that over
nice.
The weekend.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good bad. Flick. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
It's not bad. You know what else I saw? No one cares, but that Ghost Town. Did you like Ghost Town?
I loved, Ricky Gervais movie?
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny.
Rent that if you get a
really
chance.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, you love it the most.
That. Yeah, I forgot
You love
one.
It the most.
Yeah.
He's just muttering under his breath the whole movie. It's good stuff.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then what else do you have to see? Is that
that's
it?
That's yeah. it. Okay. That's
so
kind
just,
of it.
Just those two. And then
is it next week that the big guns come out again? Transformers next week, I think?
Next week you got your Transformers. And what else is next week?
I don't know. We got Harry Potter on the horizon. We've got, what else is happening?
Hang on a second. I was just looking at the lineup here because, this is really the last kind of easy week you have for a while.
Till August, at least, I would imagine.
Yeah, even August looks like it's a nightmare, though. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's the lineup. You've got Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Is that what that's called? Upcoming movies. All right, this week you got Pelham 123 and Imagine That. Next week you've got The Proposal.
Oh,
Sandra Bullock has to marry someone.
At least I can stop seeing the previews finally, because every 5 minutes, man. Oh.
I misspoke. Next week you have The Proposal and you have Year One, Jack Black and Michael Cera.
Okay. Right. Somebody actually sent me a message asking if that was going to be this year's Love Guru, because it looks like it could be dangerously close to either brilliant or positively awful. Yeah.
Then you have on Wednesday, June 24th, you have Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay.
And then Friday, June 26th, only one movie opening up, My Sister's Keeper.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Then on July 1st, we have Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaur.
Wow, it's grim this summer, isn't
and
it?
And Public Enemies, that Johnny Depp, Christian Bale, Dillinger movie.
Nothing
movie.
With Will Smith this 4th of July, huh? Is he taking the holiday off for once?
You've got July 10th, you've got Bruno, the Borat guy doing Bruno.
Excellent.
And then you've got I Love You, Beth Cooper. On the 15th, it's Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. July 17th, 500 Days of Summer.
Okay, heard a little bit about that one.
This is the only movie opening on Friday, July 17th, against Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Gets us through the summer, then.
All right,
and then July 24th, you've got... You've got The Orphan, a romantic comedy with Katherine Heigl called The Ugly Truth. Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've seen the previews
A Romance
for that.
Challenge TV producer is teamed with a tough-hearted host. You've got a movie called All Good Things. And finally, the one I know that you're looking the most forward to, G-Force, Nicolas Cage. Is a talking guinea pig on an undercover mission.
Ain't that the truth?
Nicolas Cage and Steve Buscemi are guinea pigs.
Finally.
Oh, don't you wish you would have studied harder in school?
A little bit,
you could have been something.
God. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, now I'm depressed for the rest of for the next 6 weeks. Thanks.
He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave
Thank
and Derek.
You, Mike. Thank you, guys.
And this is Rock 104.9.